This is a summary of the articles published in Volume 13, Issue 2 of the Higher Learning Research Communication Journal. This is the English translation of those summaries. In the first research article, Anton Sancho Vergara and Rodriguez Calzada, in their article Gamification and Player Profiles Among Faculty in Mexico, analyzed the gaming player profiles among achiever, socializer, killer, and explorer in a commonly used profile taxonomy of university professors in Mexico to compare those to which they identify and those they consider most effective didactically in gamified situations. They found that 42.4% of the participants identify as explorers. However, only 15.6% consider their player profile not to be the most suitable for learning. Player profiles chosen by the Mexican professors diverge from the player profiles of the students described in previous studies. Significant differences by gender, area of knowledge, and previous training in gamification were also identified. Thus, training of professors in gamification should be adapted to the specificities of each area of knowledge. This will allow professors to develop pedagogical skills in gamification that will help them adapt gamified didactic situations to the needs of students. In the second research article, Swartz and Patnick, in their article Guidelines for Sustainable Use of Mobile Instant Messaging Apps in Higher Education, a South African case study, proposed guidelines to facilitate the sustainable and successful use of mobile instant messaging apps for learning and teaching. Results of two focus groups conducted at a University of Technology in South Africa to explore the perceptions of educators on using mobile instant messaging apps for learning and teaching suggests that sustainable and successful use of mobile instant messaging apps for learning and teaching required guidelines in three areas: practical management, privacy and security, and sustainable use. The proposed guidelines promote the sustainable and successful use of mobile instant messaging applications in learning and teaching environments and offer practical solutions to ensure that the use of mobile instant messaging apps is ethical, inclusive, and effective in supporting student learning. Badar and Khan, in their article, Teachers' Intention to Use Digital Resources in Classroom Teaching, The Role of Teacher Competence, Peer Influence, and Perceived Image, investigated factors that determine teacher intention to use digital resources in classroom teaching among university teachers from the Kashmir region of India. Intention to use digital resources in the classroom is significantly influenced by teachers' perception of their own competence, perceived usefulness and ease of use of technology and digital resources, and peer influence. Peer competence exerted the strongest influence. Results supported that digital resources must be perceived to offer potential benefits and ease of use to gain widespread acceptance among teachers. This required prioritization for developing useful and user-friendly technology resources and training programs that enhance teacher proficiency in utilizing digital resources for effective teaching. In the fourth research article, Bobo, Mikkel, Chandler, and Tseng, in their study Scaffolded Simulation in Psychiatric Mental Health Nursing Education, investigated the impacts of using scaffolded clinical simulations on nursing students' confidence in clinical reasoning, clinical judgment, and critical thinking skills using mixed methods research with second semester baccalaureate nursing students. Students who perceived the benefits of scaffolded simulation activities, including peer observations, debriefings, and self-reflections, were more likely to engage in this deep learning process, which in turn led to their higher confidence in clinical reasoning, clinical judgment, and critical thinking skills. Thus, scaffolded simulations in psychiatric clinical settings are a valuable tool for preparing nursing students for the rigors of clinical practice, despite decreased in-person client experiences in nursing programs. In the fifth research article, Craig and Kay, in their critical review, a systematic overview of reviews of the use of immersive virtual reality in higher education, examined published systematic reviews regarding the benefits and challenges of immersive virtual reality in higher education to inform best practices. 10 reviews that include 332 studies with over 9,878 participants were selected for thematic analysis. Benefits of immersive virtual reality include improved student learning and behaviors, while challenges include technology issues, behaviors that inhibit learning, and learning how to use immersive virtual reality. Higher education stakeholders can benefit from budgeting time and costs, aligning immersive virtual reality use with real-world applications, maintaining an adaptive mindset, and developing scaffolded instructional design. Hugh, in their essay Emerging from Content and Language Integrated Learning in English Medium Instruction, Is CLLI's EMI the Next Trend of Education?, compared content and language integrated learning and English medium instruction, and then describes what is referred to as content and language integrated learning-ized English medium instruction, a new educational phenomena regarding its feasibility in content-based bilingual programs. Although content and language integrated learning and English medium instruction differ in nature, content and language integrated learning-ized English medium instruction supplements traditional English medium instruction, which has a single objective of content learning with special attention to students' needs, particularly their linguistic needs. Content and language integrated learning-ized English medium instruction shows considerable feasibility in bilingual education and can overcome the linguistic challenges students face in content-based programs. We hope that these abstract summaries are helpful for you.